I thought I saw him shrug. Then he cleaned the other paw.
Well, I'm bigger than you, I pointed out to him. That should count for something. With a sniff, he strolled away into the brush.
I watched him disappear. Then, curious, I raised the flap on the tent. Inside, it was a mess even worse than my part of our bedroom at home. The sleeping bags had been tumbled about. Worse, the paper bags had been torn open. Suddenly, I understood why the raccoon had licked his paws. The plastic sack with the marshmallows had been split apart. Only a few marshmallows were left. They lay scattered in the dirt. I whirled around. The brush was still shaking in the distance. "You rotten little pig! I hope you get cavities," I yelled.